Welcome to Amen Science. Ghost Note Titan for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're taking the classic Amen break and making it feel alive, deep, and intentional, without turning it into a messy blur. The goal is not to sterilize the break. We want that dusty, rolling, slightly unstable jungle energy, but we also want it locked in enough to hit hard on modern systems. And that's the secret with DNB and jungle. The groove is often hiding in the tiny details. The big kick and snare hits give you the impact, but the ghost notes are what create motion, pressure, shuffle, and that feeling that the loop is breathing. If they're too loud, the break gets cluttered. If they're too perfect, it loses character. So we're aiming for controlled chaos. We're going to use stock tools in Ableton Live 12 to edit an Amen break, tighten the ghost notes, shape the groove, and place everything into a deep jungle atmosphere. By the end, you'll have a break that feels smoked out and old school, but still clean enough for a modern DNB mix. First, load your Amen break into an audio track and make sure warp is enabled. For this kind of work, Beats Warp mode is usually the best starting point. Set Preserve to 1/16 or 1/8 depending on the sample. And if you need sharper slicing, use Transience. Now zoom into the waveform in Clip View and start identifying the difference between the main hits and the ghost notes. This is important. Don't think of the break as one loop. Think of it as a group of rolls. The main hits are your anchors. The ghost notes are the movement, the little pushes and whispers that keep the break from feeling static. If a ghost note isn't pushing forward, filling a gap, or smoothing a transition, it probably doesn't need to be there. Now slice the break to a new MIDI track in Live that gives you much more surgical control. You can use a transient-based slice preset or a 1/16 slice, depending on how hands-on you want to be. Once the slices are mapped to the drum rack, keep your main kick and snare on obvious pads, and rename or group the ghost slices so you can find them fast. At this stage, you're not trying to redesign the break, you're trying to get control over it. If a ghost note is buried inside a noisy transient, duplicate the slice and shape one version for body and one for attack. Little decisions like that make a huge difference later. Now open the MIDI clip that was created from slicing. Zoom in and focus on the ghost notes first. This is where the magic happens. Your job is to tighten the timing just enough that the groove feels deliberate, but not so much that it loses the human feel. A good starting move is to nudge ghost notes earlier by about 5 to 15 milliseconds, if the groove feels lazy. If they feel rushed, pull them later by 5 to 10 milliseconds. Also shorten the note lengths, so they don't blur into each other. Keep the stronger hits fuller and longer, so there's a clear contrast between the anchor points and the quieter motion notes. If you're using the piano roll, work in a fixed grid like 1/16 or 1/32 and then manually offset selected notes. Don't over-quantize the whole thing. In jungle, the ghost notes should feel human, not robotic. A really useful trick is to duplicate the loop and make one version tighter, one version looser, then compare them. Often the better groove is somewhere between the two. Timing is only half the story. The ghost notes also need proper level control. They should usually be felt more than heard, especially when there's bass and atmosphere filling the mix. So go into the clip velocity and pull those ghost notes down. A good rough range is around 18 to 55 for ghost notes, while main snare hits can sit much stronger and kicks should stay solid and confident. If one ghost slice is still poking out too much, trim its pad gain in the drum rack or use utility on that chain to lower it a few dB. If the hit is too sharp, open that slice and simpler and soften it a little by adjusting the start point, lowering the filter cutoff slightly, or easing the transient attack. This is one of those classic producer lessons. Tight timing alone does not make a groove feel right. Level matters just as much. In deep jungle, contrast is everything. You want fat, stable anchor hits and tiny rhythmic details hiding around them. Next, let's add a bit of groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing feel. The key is to apply it mainly to the ghost notes and hats, while keeping the major kick and snare anchors more stable. If the whole break starts wobbling too much, you've gone too far. We want hand played, not drunk. A strong move here is to duplicate the MIDI clip, apply a little more groove to the duplicate, and blend it quietly underneath the main break. That gives you movement and depth without losing definition. It's a very useful trick for darker jungle and rolling DNB. Now we build the atmosphere around the ghosts, not over the whole break. This is a big one. You do not want to drown the entire Amen in reverb. Instead, create a return track with a short reverb or hybrid reverb, maybe around 0.4 to 1 second of decay, a bit of pre-delay, and a high-pass filter, so the low end stays clean. If the space gets too bright, low pass it a bit too. Send mostly the ghost note slices to that return, not the full break. You can also use a short echo setting with low feedback if you want a dubby tail. If you want it even darker, add EQ8 to carve out muddy low mids, then a tiny bit of saturator for grime, and maybe an auto filter with slow movement for motion. The point is to create a haunted little room around the details. That's how you get that deep jungle air without washing out the snare punch. Once the slices and atmosphere are working, route everything to a drum group or drum bus. On the bus, use gentle glue processing to make the break feel like one physical object. A subtle EQ cut around 250 to 450 Hz can help if things are boxy. Then try glue compressor with only a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB. Keep the attack from crushing the transient, and let the release breathe naturally. A touch of saturator can add density and bite. Utility can help you check mono compatibility and trim width if needed. Just remember, with jungle drums, you want glue, not flattening. If the compressor starts killing the dust and movement, ease off. At this point, it's smart to check the break against your bass line. In D&B, drums and bass are a conversation. If the bass is busy on the offbeat, your ghost notes may need to be lighter there. If the bass is sustained, ghost notes can fill more space. If the bass line is highly syncopated, make sure the ghost rhythm is not fighting for the same pocket. Always listen in mono too. Ghost notes should still read clearly without relying on stereo width. If the break only works when it's wide, it's not really locked in yet. Now let's bring in arrangement thinking. A strong jungle atmosphere is almost never static. Think in phrases. Maybe your intro starts with filtered ghost notes and distant atmosphere. Then the main amen comes in during the build. Then the drop lands with the full break and bass lock together. Later, you can add a two-bar switch-up or halftime variation. Small changes keep the loop feeling alive. Automation helps a lot here. You can automate the drum return filter cutoff, the reverb send on certain ghost hits, or the gain on the break group to create subtle energy changes. One really effective move is to push the ghost note layer a little louder in the last bar before a drop, then pull it back right on the downbeat. That creates tension without needing a giant fill. If you want extra depth, consider building a shadow break. Duplicate the amen, strip out the main accents, and leave only ghost hits and a few texture slices. Put that underneath the main break very quietly. It gives the groove hidden motion and makes the atmosphere feel deeper. You can also alternate ghost note density by phrase. Make one bar slightly busier and the next bar a little leaner. That call and response effect keeps the groove from becoming too repetitive. Another great trick is to intentionally offset one ghost layer slightly late and another slightly early. Blended quietly, that can give the break a worn, unstable character that suits darker jungle perfectly. Once the groove feels right, resample the full drum loop to audio. This lets you commit to the feel and makes final editing much easier. You can do tiny waveform cuts, cleaner fades, and more precise transient control. Keep one version fairly dry and another with the atmosphere chain, so you can swap depending on the section of the track. Here's the big lesson to remember. Ghost notes are not just small hits. They're movement, tension, and air. If you tighten them properly, the amen starts breathing in a way that feels both ancient and modern. That's the deep jungle sweet spot. For practice, try this workflow. Load an amen break, slice it to a drum rack, find 4 to 8 ghost notes in one bar, reduce their velocity, nudge a couple of them by a few milliseconds, send only those ghost slices to a short filtered reverb, apply a light swing to the ghost layer, and then compare the loop with and without atmosphere. If the version with the subtle space feels more like deep jungle, you're on the right track. And one last pro tip. If the break sounds good soloed but loses energy when you add bass, the ghost notes are probably too loud or too busy. Trim them down until the drums and bass feel like one machine. If you can make the ghost notes breathe, you can make the whole track feel like a proper D&B record.